See Wisconsin's history through a new lens in the documentary Wisconsin Pride, a special about the compelling stories of the Wisconsin LGBTQ+ communities, unraveling hidden histories during a time when being different from the mainstream faced harassment and injustice. Despite this oppression, and as societal values began to evolve, LGBTQ+ people saw and seized the tools of protest and politics, taking pride in their identities and helping inform the struggle for their human rights. Their victories helped to build a movement. PBS Wisconsin has produced an exceptional 2-hour documentary revealing the larger tapestry of our state's collective past, featuring remarkable people and social change that once seemed impossible. Here's a preview.
If you are living in North America, you're living on Indigenous land, and you need to know the history of the land you're living on. The history of Two-Spirit people is an important part of that.
Two-Spirit is a term used today for Native people, past and present, believed to possess both masculine and feminine spirit. It could be a person born male, but drawn to characteristically female roles throughout their life. Historically, Two-Spirit people were widely accepted by their communities and were known by many names.
We have a really rich vocabulary for describing gender and sexual diversity in Anishinaabemowin, our language. It's Eyekwe. For the Navajo, it's Nadle. For Dakota people, it's Winkte. We have terms for people like us.
Names differed by nation and language, as did a Two-Spirit person's role in their society. But often, Two-Spirit people were highly respected and believed to possess special talents and insight.
It encompasses our worldviews, which are often very different from how Euro-American society defines gender and sexuality.
Though embraced by their communities, Two-Spirit people were met with disdain by Western travelers. In 1830, American artist George Catlin traveled the Mississippi River and witnessed a Sauk and Meskwaki ceremony centered on a Two-Spirit member of the tribe. While the event may have been held in honor of the Two-Spirit, the title of Catlin's painting reveals his attitude toward the subject.
The painting was called The Dance of the Berdash. The term Berdash came to refer to what they would call like a passive homosexual in their derogatory terms. Catlin describes it as one of the most disgusting and abhorrent facets of the New World, that it should be eradicated before it even can be recorded in any more detail.
Wisconsin Pride. Watch online or stream on the PBS app.